my experience with narcissists has been that they're not educated at all. They're kind of dumb, you know. They're kind of dumb. And they probably know that, and that's why they try to hide it, you know. That's my experience. They're really just totally ignorant about life in general. And so they want to vampire off of you and then try to convince you that you need them when they're the ones that need you more than anything for survival. They need you for survival, but they want a vampire off of you. But change it. They need you for survival and want a vampire off of you, but they change it and try to make you think you need them. That's the whole deal. You see it in the corporate. You actually see it everywhere. You see it in the corporate system. You see it in the sales people, the car salesmen. The car salesman will come at you like you need them more than they need you, and they're just they're up there trying to find a sale all day long, you know, standing there at the like a vulture waiting for somebody to pull in the parking lot, you know. And so the government's that way, the corporation system's that way, the churches, the 501(c)(3)'s that way. They actually want to just bring people in and pull them into legalism. They don't care if they're. I've seen it. I've actually seen it. They don't even ask you if you're born again. They say, you want to join the church? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what's that about? And the only thing it could be about is the bank or image or money. Want you to join the church without even being a member of the church. Ain't that a trip? Want you to join the church without even being a member. I mean, without even being saved. I was thinking about something else. They want you. My mind was drifting on another topic. They want you to join the church and you're not saved, so they're telling you they don't care if they yoke up saved with unsaved. That's what they're telling you. That's what's going on. It's a trip. This whole thing is all about image and money and outward show and keeping the money flow on and keeping the image and all that. That's all it is. It's a scam. It's all a scam. If you really go back to basics, what are the basics? You go out of your teepee and you go hunt for some food. And you bring it back, you go kill some food, you bring it back, give it to the wife, she skins it and cooks it, and then everybody stands and sits around and celebrates that they found some food. And they eat their food, and then the next day you go out hunting again so you can survive another day. That's the root of it right there. And so the ones who now who are not able to hunt, they hunt in a different way. They hunt in a different manner. So they become what do you call it? The cannibals. But they don't necessarily eat humans, but they're eating them in a different way. They become the cannibals, you know. And so the reptilian shapeshifters become the cannibals in the system, and that's why you're dealing with narcissists in the system who put on that fake reality. You know, it's a fake face, fake reality. And so the cannibals aren't good hunters, right? But they're good at hunting people because, you know, the average person, you're thinking, well, that's another human. They care, they're human, so they must care about humans. But they don't. They kill humans. They hurt humans. They're cannibals. And so the whole system, the whole system's like with all the sports and the games and the video games and all that stuff. That's all the distraction away from the hunter-gatherer mindset or the farmer, you know. It's all the distraction, the video games and the programmers. Actually, a programmer might make a lot of money, but think about what's happening to the programmer. The programmer's going deeper into the matrix at another level. They're leaving the 3D matrix and they're just immersing their mind into the 2D program. And so they're going deeper into the matrix, you know. It's a trio. The more you really divide this thing apart and you start to see what's going on, it blows your mind. I had some stuff ping my mind today, and I took some notes. I'm not going to talk about them right now, but some of the stuff is, why is your alphabet A to Z? Why are you limited to A and Z, A to Z in your alphabet? Cyclone. Psy, C-Y, clone. Psyop, psy. A cyclone is like a Turing machine. So God is making clones or copies of Christ through the turning. Doctor Who episode, the master was mad at the doctor because the master says, I'm a piece of you. He was trying to kill the doctor because he's a piece of the doctor. He's mad because he's a piece. He exists because of the doctor. The master, who's the evil one. Another thing that came to my mind, if you think about really your existence down here, if you really think about your existence, you eat, you sleep, you go to the bathroom, you have to take a shower, you create trash. Look at all the trash in the world. You create refuge. Not only do you create refuge that wraps up the product, but comes out of your body. Man is creating more trash than anything. He's eating with his teeth. He's cutting just like an animal, wild animal, cutting his food. It goes through his stomach, goes out to the trash, just like your paper and your boxes. And think about all the people who are addicted. Now, I know this is true because I've watched it for years. Think about all the people, every week they order a new package from Amazon or Walmart, and that's what they live for. I've seen it. I've seen married couples, I guess because they're not spiritual, they got so bored with each other. All they care about is the next package that's coming in. They order the next knife or the next shoe or the next boot or the next belt. And so that's what they live for, material. So they're making trash out of their own body and the packages, and they're just producing trash. They're just pushing out the trash, and they don't even think wouldn't that get old? Shouldn't that get old? It should get old. You would think that would wake somebody up, say, hey, there's more to life than that. There's spiritual things. And you might say, well, what about people who do art and music and all that? Well, the music's just a sine wave, up and down sine wave. That gets old. Violin gets old. The recorder, I've learned the violin a little bit on it, the recorder. That gets old. Making music gets old. Everything gets old down here. But the spiritual truths never get old because you're being renewed day by day. And so I was sitting here thinking about it, how the average person, they go to the same job, they go to the same house, they go to the same family reunion, they go to the same, everything's a repeat every day, and they don't even see it. And that repeat is trying to wake people up out of their slumber into what's really going on. The Turing machine, every day you're going through that cyclone to make you into a copy. What is the copy? Walking in the spirit, just like that Uber rider. He said, well, if you do the two commandments, all you've covered them all. I said, exactly right. I said, since you can see that, then you can see this other stuff. If a person doesn't understand that, they're not even able to grasp anything deeper. First, you got to realize that walking in the spirit is not law. If you don't understand how to walk in the spirit, that is not rule-based, but it's love-based and truth-based. Walking in the spirit is not rule-based. Walking in the spirit is a renewed mind where you walk in truth, you walk in love, and it's not perfection. And so, long story short, how can they hear the deeper things if they can't even understand what walking in the spirit is? And I'm not mad or anything. I feel sorry for them. Because I remember asking the preacher, what does walking in the spirit mean? He couldn't answer. He couldn't give me a good answer. He didn't know. So if the preachers don't know, the average person probably don't know. So how can they go any further until they get that part? That's first before you can go any further, you know.